Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am talking with Dr. Melanie Gallo, who is an organizational consultant. She really helps folks with working out disputes. And I asked her to come on the show and help me understand, when you're traveling with your friends, how do you kind of work out these disputes? Now, Dr. Gallo, we were talking a little bit before the break about things to do to prevent some of those things. So let's jump back into that, because I think prevention is the best medicine.
Definitely. Well, another one, I know we mentioned that we need to remember we're different and find out what everyone wants. I would also suggest just keeping in mind that not every activity needs to be a group activity. Mm. Some people, they prefer time alone to recharge. Some don't. I'd keep in mind that if you can be flexible, do it. It's vacation.
That's right.
Have fun. And then my fifth tip for preventing conflict would be, don't make any decisions when you're hungry or stressed. We've seen the Snickers commercial, and that's definitely true. I would make sure. Right.
I love that. Yeah, that Snickers commercial, yeah, I agree with you on that. I felt that way. And I'm just like, I better not talk right now. I just better get
exactly
something to eat.
I have been there.
definitely been there. But I want to talk just a little bit more about flexibility, because I think when you're traveling with a group, that is so very important. So do you have some more tips on that?
In terms of flexibility, it's still important to keep in mind that we have different personalities. Some personalities prefer structure and order. So their mental processing goes think, do, think. They think things out. They do the task or the activity, and then they rethink about it later. Others, conversely, prefer to do, think, do. So they're more liable to jump into an activity, think about it later, and then jump into another activity. So that's something that if someone prefers structure, it's probably good to plan to be flexible during your vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, when you were saying that, I was just thinking of myself. I definitely think I fall a little bit more to that do, think, do. I'm always, you know, ready to just kind of jump and do it. Then I think about
it
later,
right.
And then now I understand other people are kind of thinking it through. That's just a natural, normal way that they structure things. So thank you.
That's myself.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much for that. That tip really helped me. Well, I love these five strategies that you have that you've given. But what about some for resolving conflicts? So we're now on the trip, and some things have come up. So you have a couple of tips for that?
Sure. The first thing maybe is to know what type of conflict you're involved in. Remember, I mentioned task conflict is, you know, something that's productive. Mm-hmm. Relationship conflict is the main type you just need to avoid. If you have an issue, try to make it about the task itself and not about, you know, well, you did this and you did that, and make it a tit for tat about things that have nothing to do with what the task is.
Yeah,
my second tip was, go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I remember when I used to do a bit of training, and one of the things that I would tell people is to make sure you're always using those I statements and not using that you statement, especially when it becomes to that personal relationship kind of conflict.
Exactly. And people can get defensive when they hear you.
Exactly.
And they don't hear I, because it's like they're thinking, okay, you're recognizing things or you're pointing out things that I'm doing wrong, but you're not thinking about yourself.
Yeah, what about you?
Like, right, exactly. So just being able to show that you're aware of that is a huge help in resolving conflict.
So what's the next one?
The next one would be to know yourself and how you typically respond in different types of situations.
Mm.
It's about self-awareness. Mm-hmm. Kind of goes along with number one. The third one would be to face the conflict rather than avoid it. Communicate. I can't stress that enough, even though it might be something uncomfortable to talk about, especially if it relates to the task. Communication is always best. However, timing is also important. When we're angry, different chemical reactions in our minds, in our brain, are triggered that cause temporary changes in the parts of our brain that control our thoughts and our judgment.
Mm.
So don't try to solve these conflicts in the heat of the moment. We need to give each other time to calm down so we can really process what's going on and not react, because, you know, that's not going to help. That's going to lead more towards relationship conflict as opposed to, you know, solving a conflict about a particular task.
Mm-hmm.
And then my fourth recommendation would be to respect yourself and your interests and respect your friends and their interests. Just be aware and let them know that you hear them and that you will take into consideration the things that they're doing. Try to identify common and compatible interests that you share.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, for resolving conflict, I suggest listening attentively and then speaking to be understood. We can't do both at the same time, so I suggest listening first and then processing and speaking so that there's a dialogue as opposed to an argument.
Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I just like the thought of, you know, just thinking about that hearing is not just understanding. You've got to really hear and listen intently to make sure you're understanding.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right, exactly.
Well, you know, I want to present a couple of kind of issues that I've heard other people talk about, and one or two of these I've actually experienced as well. Now, this is Travel okay. Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Dr. Melanie Gallo about solving these disputes that may come up when we're traveling with friends. And we've just talked about how you need to do some things first so that you don't get into trying to solve some disputes. But I do have a couple of ones, Dr. Gallo, that I would like to ask you about.
Sure.
So, one of the things that I've heard people talk about a lot, especially on road trips, is that person who always wants to sit in the front passenger seat. And,
oh, wow.
You know, they're always like jumping right there. They're the first one to get to the vehicle so that they get that seat. So how should we handle that? Because you don't want to just kind of blow up on the person. But
right,
you do want to let them know that there's some fairness in this kind of ride.
Exactly. Well, that's a good one. And you'd be surprised how often that comes up. And we've heard the saying, choose your battles. This is one of those times. when someone jumps up in the front seat, first you can maybe calmly ask if there's a reason they need to be up there. And then maybe suggest taking turns for the drive back home or to alternate during the driving breaks. Now, obviously, if there's someone, they have a back issue or whatever, where physically it's best for them to sit up there, then, you know, it, mm-hmm. it doesn't make any sense to try to do all this negotiating or anything, but it's about just making them aware that, you know, there are others that like that seat, and
we can share it.
Yeah, right. Just try to see if they'll cooperate. And then if for some reason they are not willing to cooperate, then that is a little red flag or a sign as to what could be to come throughout the trip.
That's true.
That would just be something else to kind of be on guard for.
Yeah, I think they call it giving someone the side eye. I think that's what it's called nowadays. So
you're
giving the person the side eye. But now, this is one thing that I know comes up quite often, too, is that you assign duties and responsibilities to everyone, especially if you're staying in one place together. I've found this happen, like maybe a vacation
right.
rental. So you have assigned duties and everything. I know we're coming down to the end of this segment, so I'm going to have to get a quick answer from you. But how
okay,
do we handle
okay.
that person who doesn't hold on to their responsibilities that they have agreed to?
Well, if they're not taking care of something they're responsible for, we first need to have a discussion. But keep the discussion focused on the task. You can maybe remind them that they agreed to the chore. And then if there's an issue with what they're doing, see if maybe they'll switch with someone else to at least continue to have balance in the responsibilities. But the main thing is keeping focused on the task itself and, not turning it into an emotional battle.
Right. A personal fight. You don't
right,
ever do
exactly.
or you don't ever do this. So
exactly.
yeah, so keeping it positive. Now, Dr. Gallo, is there a way for people, because I know you do a lot of coaching and things like that too, is there a website where people can find you?
Sure. All of my information is at drforbusiness.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, information about my coaching. I offer digital coaching through an app that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And then I offer organizational consulting in
wow.
the Atlanta area. And then one-on-one coaching. But, yeah, everything is available at drforbusiness.com.
Well, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. And
I
have
some
more.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you, too. So I have so many other little examples, too. So I'll shoot those to you in an email. And if you can give me some answers, I'll put them on my website, travelbagswithanita.com, so that people can have some solutions to other situations that may come up. So thank you so much.
Perfect. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys for listening today. And we will come back with another part of the series of Traveling with Friends here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.